لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Whosoever recites Durood upon me, thrice in the morning and thrice in the evening, Allah Almighty will forgive his sins of that day and night. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today our topic is about Tawakkul. It is one of the most valuable quality of every true Muslim. The meaning of Tawakkul is having trust in Allah Almighty, having total trust and confidence in Allah alone. But it doesn't mean that a person has to leave his resources and means, because it is not the commandment of Sharia. Instead, the commandment of Sharia is to use these means and resources and having trust in Allah. To explain the meaning of Tawakkul, we can give the example of a farmer. A farmer sows the seed, he cultivates the field and he waters the plant. After that, he doesn't say that there must be growth of crops because I have done my job. After having done all the things, he said that I have hope from Allah Almighty. I have done my job, but I have hope only from Allah Almighty. That is the meaning of Tawakkul. So the meaning of Tawakkul is only having trust in Allah Almighty, not leaving the means and resources. And because Tawakkul is one of the most valuable quality of a true Muslim, Allah Almighty has emphasized upon Tawakkul in the Holy Quran. There are many verses of the Holy Quran in which Allah Almighty ordained us to adopt Tawakkul. The first verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty said, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ And put your trust in the ever living one who dies not. And in the other verse, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 11, Allah Almighty said, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ And in Allah alone, the believers should put their trust. And in one verse, Allah Almighty said, Surah At-Talaq, verse number 3, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ And whosoever puts his trust in Allah, then he will suffice him. In these verses, Allah Almighty ordained us to adopt Tawakkul. In first verse, Allah Almighty ordained us to adopt Tawakkul, in one who will never die. Means Allah Almighty, he will never die. He is Hayy, He is Qayyum. And we have to put our trust in Hayyu Qayyum. And in the next verse, Allah Almighty said, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ In Allah alone, the mu'min, the believers, should put their trust. It means, it is the attribute of Muslim to have trust in Allah. It is the quality of a Muslim to put their trust, to put their confidence in Allah alone. And in the third verse, Allah Almighty tells us the excellence and the importance and the benefit of Tawakkul. He said, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ Whosoever puts his trust in Allah, Allah Almighty will suffice him. It means Allah Almighty will complete his jobs. Allah Almighty will be sufficient for him in all the matters, in the worldly matters and in the matters of hereafter. Allah Almighty will suffice him. And in the next verse, Allah Almighty said, Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 2, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ The believers are those who, when Allah is mentioned, feel a fear in their hearts. And when His verses, means Quran, are recited unto them, these verses increase their faith and they put their trust in their Lord alone. three qualities of Muslims Allah Almighty mentioned in this verse. The first quality, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِرَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When Allah Almighty is mentioned in front of them, the name of Allah is remembered in front of them, وَجِرَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. They feel a fear in their hearts. Only with listening the name of Allah, with remembering the name of Allah, their hearts get full of fear of Allah Almighty. And the second adjective of Muslim, Allah Almighty said, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلِيهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When the verses of the Holy Quran are recited in front of them, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, these verses of the Quran increase their faith in Allah. Through reading Quran, through listening Quran, their iman increase. That is the second adjective of Muslims. And the third adjective, Allah Almighty said, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And only in their Lord they put their trust. They use the means and resources, but their trust is only in Allah Almighty. They have total confidence and they have total reliance in Allah Almighty only. These are the attributes of Muslims. And there are many verses, many ahadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us the importance of tawakkul, the importance of having confidence in Allah Almighty. One hadith which is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim, it is narrated by Hadrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said once, I was shown the past nations. I saw a prophet who had a very small group, less than 10 in total with him. Another prophet who was accompanied by only one or two men, and some prophet did not have even one. Suddenly, I was shown a huge crowd and I thought that they were my ummah. But I was told, this is Musa and his people. But look towards the other side. I looked and beheld a great assemblage. I was told, these are your people, and amongst them there are 70,000 who shall enter Jannah without being taken to account or torment. Then the Prophet stood up and went into his apartment. And the companions began to guess who may be those people who would enter Jannah without any accounting or torment. Some said, probably they are the ones who kept company with Messenger of Allah. Others said, they are the ones who have been born as Muslims and have never associated anyone with Allah in worship. Then Messenger of Allah came out and asked, what are you discussing? So they told him. He then said, they are those people who enter Jannah without accounting and torment. They are those who do not make ruqya, nor seek it, nor perceive omens, but keep trust in their Rabb, Allah. On this, Ukasha bin Mihsan stood up and asked, pray to Allah to make me one of them. The Prophet said, you are one of them. Then another man stood up and asked the same thing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, Ukasha has surpassed you. This hadith contains many points, many beautiful points. The one point which can be derived from this, that Hazrat Ukasha bin Mihsan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sought the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this matter. It means seeking the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is allowed. And it is not only allowed, but also it is the sunnah of the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Was a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he sought his intercession. And the mercy of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not for only for his companions, but for all the ummah, for us as well. And that's why Allah Almighty said in the Holy Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. And if they, when they have wronged their own souls, come humbly to you, O dear Prophet, and seek forgiveness from Allah, and the noble messenger intercedes for them, they will certainly find Allah as the most acceptor of repentance, the most merciful. The meaning of verse is clear, that if a person commits any sin and he wants to be forgiven, he needs and he wants the forgiveness of Allah, he should go to the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he should depend in the court of Allah, and he should seek the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for him. That person will find Allah Almighty as the acceptor of repentance and the most merciful. So this verse tells us that seeking the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is allowed, and it is not only allowed, it is the order, it is the commandment of Sharia, and it is the guidance of Allah Almighty to us. The second matter, which has been mentioned in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those people who will enter paradise without any accounting and without any torment, these are those people who don't use charms and tawizat and these kinds of things. What does it mean? Because in another ahadith, we read, when we read Bukhari and Muslim and other books of ahadith, we come to know that blowing over someone after reciting Quran and the sacred words is not only allowed, but it is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because in Bukhari and Muslim, it has been mentioned, and it is existence, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was used to reciting Suratul Falak and Suratul Nas before going to bed, and after reciting Suratul Falak and Suratul Nas, he was used to blowing over himself. The habit of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in another ahadith, we read that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught other companions to do this. And in one hadith, which is also in Bukhari, the one leader of one tribe, he was stung by a snake, and he called upon someone who can blow over him. So one companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to him, and that companion, that sahabi, recited Suratul Fatiha, and after that he blew over that leader, and that leader was cured. He got cured. After that leader gave the fee to that companion, and when that companion came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took one portion of that fee himself. So these ahadith tell us that these kinds of things are allowed, and it was common among the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what does it mean by this hadith? Because in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, those people who will enter Jannah without torment and without accounting, they are those people who don't use these kinds of things. So basically, getting treatment and taking cure is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the thing which is against tawakkul and trust in Allah, it is that when a person has his full trust only in these kinds of things. For example, if a person is being treated, a person is being cured, he is taking treatment of a doctor, and he has his full trust only in that doctor and his medicines, and he doesn't think about the attribute of Allah, that the real Shafi is Allah Almighty. So if a person doesn't have this concept in his mind, and he doesn't think in his mind about the Shifa of Allah Almighty, then these kind of things are also against his tawakkul. So these things, whether these are medicines, these are the treatment of a doctor, these are the cure of a doctor, these tawizat and charms and blowings, if he used all these things as a means and resources after having the total trust in Allah, then these things are not against tawakkul. And if he has his trust only in these things, and he doesn't have in his deliberately, he doesn't have in his mind that Allah Almighty will cure me and he will give me shifa, then it is against tawakkul. So the meaning of these two ahadith are different. The using these tawizat and blowings are sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the other hand, if a person has trust only in these things, then it is against sunnah and it is against tawakkul. In another ahadith, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the excellence of tawakkul, he said, يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ أَقْوَامٌ
أَفْئِدَتُهُمْ مِثْلُ أَفْئِدَةِ الطَّيْرِ. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a group of people whose hearts will be like the hearts of birds will enter Jannah. Those people whose hearts are like the hearts of birds will enter Jannah. What is the meaning of this hadith? The people whose hearts are like the hearts of birds, because the hearts of the birds are kind. They have softness. The birds have softness in their hearts. And they have total trust only in Allah Almighty, because they don't have a particular job. They don't have a particular way to take their subsistence. But because they have trust in Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty provides them with their subsistence. So those people whose hearts are like the hearts of birds, it means they are kind, they are polite, and they have soft-heartedness. They have soft-heartedness. Then these people are like birds and they will enter Jannah. In other hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this meaning in detail. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I listened Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ تَغْدُ خِمَاسًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. This hadith is narrated by Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you all depend on Allah with due reliance, He would certainly give you provision as He gives it to birds who go forth hungry in the morning and return with full belly at dusk. The birds go out of their nest with hungry belly, but when they come back to their nest, their bellies are full, because they have trust only in Allah Almighty. But it doesn't mean that a person should not use the means and resources. He shouldn't do job, he shouldn't run his business, he shouldn't do any work. No, it doesn't mean, because Allah Almighty doesn't provide subsistence to the birds when they are in their nest. First, the birds go out of their nest. Then Allah Almighty provide them with their food. So similarly, that is the commandment for the people, that they should go for their risk. They should go out of their homes for their subsistence. And then they should work as they should do. They should do their jobs. They should do their work. And after that, they should have trust in Allah Almighty. And tawakkul is beneficial for the people, not only in this world, but in hereafter as well. In hereafter, we have listened one hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the excellence of those people who have trust in Allah Almighty, that they will enter paradise without any torment and without any accounting. And the benefit of trust in Allah, confidence in Allah, in according to the matters of this world, that is also mentioned in this hadith. And that is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to have total trust and total confidence in Allah Almighty. And tawakkul and confidence in Allah is very common and is a common order to every Muslim. The supplication which is sunnah for a person who is going out of his home contains the meaning, the words of tawakkul. One hadith which is mentioned in Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi and Nasai, and it is narrated by Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qala bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, yuqalu lahu hudita wa kufita wa wuqita, wa tanahha anhu shaytan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever says, upon leaving his house, whoever says, bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, who recites these words when he is going out of his home, what will he take? What will he get? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person is being said, you are guided, defended, and protected. It means tawakkul should be the habit of a Muslim. That should be the part of his life. Whenever he comes out of his home, he should recite, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. He should show his tawakkul upon Allah Almighty. And that was the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to utters the words of tawakkul again and again. And not only in the common occasion, in the common time, but in the worst circumstances and in the difficult situations, a person should have trust only in Allah Almighty. And that is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. And that is not only the sunnah of our beloved Rasul ﷺ, it is the sunnah of all the prophets of Allah Almighty. As it is mentioned in one hadith, hadith is narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He said, when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was being thrown into the fire, he said that time, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was being thrown into fire. He was reciting that time, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. And when at the time of campaign of Ahzab, when the many tribes of Arab gathered one place and they were gathering against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion used these words, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah Almighty will be sufficient for us. Wa ni'mal wakeel, and he is enough for us. So in the worst circumstances, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion used these words, and they put their trust only in Allah Almighty all the times. And that's why we can say tawakkul is one of the biggest sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are many stories and many occasions in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed his trust in Allah, showed his confidence in Allah Almighty. One hadith which shows this very openly, this hadith is in Muslim and it is narrated by Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, we accompanied the Messenger of Allah in the campaign of Zatul Riqa. We left Messenger of Allah to take rest under the shady tree. One of the polytheists came to him. The sword of Messenger of Allah was hanging on a tree. He drew it and said, are you afraid of me? Messenger of Allah said, no. Then he said, who will then protect you from me? Messenger of Allah said, Allah. Allah Almighty will protect me from you. In another narration, the polytheist said, who will protect you from me? Messenger of Allah replied, Allah. As soon as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this, the sword fell down from his hand, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam catching the sword and asked him, who will protect you from me now? He said, please forgive me. Messenger of Allah said, on condition you testify that there is none worthy of worship but Allah and I am his messenger. He said, no, but I promise you that I shall not fight against you, nor shall I be with those who fight with you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam let him go. He then went back to his companions and said, I have come to you from one of the best of mankind. This hadith shows us the highest character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his beautiful attributes of forgiving and pardon. The person who was about to kill the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sword was in his hand and his intention was only to kill the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but when he was under control of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave him. And that's why when he came back to his family, he came back to his tribe, he said, I am coming back from one of the best of the mankind. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is best of the mankind. He is the best of the creation of Allah. And the other thing which is clear from this hadith, that this hadith shows the utmost trust and confidence and reliance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Allah Almighty. That the time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is without any weapon, and the person who is kafir, who is polytheist, he had the sword of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his hand, and he could kill the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had total confidence and relies in Allah, and he is saying to him, he is replying to him, that Allah Almighty will protect me from you. Allah Almighty will protect me from you. So that was the confidence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Allah Almighty. And that was in one difficult situation, in one difficult circumstances. So it means having trust and having reliance in Allah Almighty is one of the best and one of the biggest sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us tawfiq to have to adopt the adjective of tawakkul in our lives. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
The words of Rasulullah, the words of Rasulullah, the blessings of Riyadus Salihin.